So in the last video, we talked a bit about PHP syntax, and today we're going to talk a bit about how to create variables and data types. Now, I do think it's a really good idea that we go inside our editor in this video and just talk a bit about this so we have some practical experience writing PHP code. And with that, we do need to actually start up our website, and I thought, why not do that together since that is something we haven't done yet? So what you need to make sure you do every single time you want to see your website inside the browser is, first of all, you need to have your editor open, which is step one. Then you need to make sure you're opening up XAMPP. So you want to open up the software, make sure you actually start the Apache and MySQL server. Then you want to go inside your browser, and then you want to go into the URL and type localhost. And when you do that, you can see all the websites that you have inside your htdocs folder. In my case here, I do have two websites. You should not have two, you should only have one. So go ahead and pick the one that we created together in the first episode. And then you can see we have our website in front of us here. And that's the basic step in order to open up your website when you're running it inside a server like XAMPP. So now we can go back inside our index.php, and just to kind of talk briefly about the last episode, because I know some people were a little bit confused when it came to embedding HTML and PHP together. So if I were to go inside, I can create a regular HTML paragraph, and I can go and create this is a paragraph and just write some text inside this paragraph here. Now, what you can do is you can create the PHP tags, so the opening and closing tags, so angle bracket, question mark, PHP, and then you can say question mark, angle bracket. So what I could do is echo, which we talked about is how to output things inside the browser. I can say, this is also a paragraph. And we do need to make sure we remember that semicolon, even though, because this is the last statement inside this particular PHP tag here, we don't technically need to have this last semicolon. But like I said, it is best practice to remember to do it every single time because it doesn't hurt anything to do it. So let's just go and do it every single time. And when you do this, you can go back inside your website, refresh it, and then we can see we have two pieces of text. We have this is a paragraph and this is also a paragraph. So we have two paragraphs inside our website. And just to show something a little bit more complicated, you can also go inside existing HTML elements and create PHP. So I can go in between here and I can open up my PHP tags. And then I can write something additionally in here. So it would have to echo again because we need to make sure to output whatever we're doing using PHP. And I can go ahead and echo awesome paragraph. Semicolon, save this one, go back inside my website. And then you can see we included this awesome paragraph in here. And this is just to kind of show that we can mix and match PHP and HTML together in any sort of way that we want by embedding it directly inside the HTML. But now this is not what I wanted to talk about in this video here. I do actually want to talk about variables and data types because we do have variables and data types which we use constantly when it comes to writing PHP code. So this is something we have to memorize. So let's go ahead and talk a bit about what exactly a variable is. Now, a variable is when we have a memory location inside our application that stores some sort of data, which is a very confusing way for beginners to understand what exactly a variable is, because a lot of people don't understand what is memory location and that kind of thing. So instead, just for practice here, let's pretend that a variable is a box. And that box has a label. So, you know, when you're moving into a new house, you put, you know, some writing on the box, whether it's kitchen utensils or for the kids' room or something. So you know what's inside the box. But then you do also have something inside the box, some actual data. So whenever you grab this box by referring to the name of the box, then you grab whatever's inside the box as well. And that is technically what a variable does. So when you reference to a variable, you grab the data. And it's just a very easy way for us to refer to data and label it so we know exactly what the data is. Now, when it comes to PHP, the way you refer to a variable or the way you declare a variable is by creating a dollar sign. So if I were to go inside my PHP tags here, I can create a dollar sign, which means that now we are declaring a variable. And then we can call it something. So we can come up with a name for this variable that we think makes sense to the data that is inside the variable. So in this case here, I could say that this is a name. So I could say that this is a name and it's going to be equal to some kind of data. So now we're initializing this variable by assigning a piece of data to it. So in this case here, I could say that it is a string, which we talked about before, called Danny Crossing. So now every time I refer to this variable called name, I'm going to get a value called Danny Crossing. So if we were to go below here and just echo, which means that we're outputting something inside the browser, and I can go ahead and echo out name or the variable called name. So we need to remember the dollar sign here. If I were to do this, go back inside my website, you can see that we're echoing out Danny Crossing. So in this sort of way, we can create boxes or labels for pieces of data that we can refer to in order to better handle data inside our code. So in this case, we created a variable called name, and you can call whatever you want. But now we do also have naming conventions when it comes to naming these variables here. So in this case, you can see we call this one variable name, but we can also go in and either start it with a letter or a underscore in order to name this variable. Now, the customary thing is to start with a non-capitalized letter and then make sure that any other new words inside this variable name starts with a capitalized letter. So if I were to write full name instead, then we start with a non-capitalized F and then a capitalized N for name. So whenever you have multiple words inside the variable name, then you just make sure the first letter of that second word or third word or fourth word is going to be capitalized. And again, it's not really a customary thing you have to follow, but it's the way that people do it. So I would recommend doing it the same way so people don't misunderstand what your code does or why you named your variables in this way that other people don't usually do it. And just to mention it, when it comes to any other letters that isn't the first letter inside the variable name, then you can also go ahead and create either underscores or you can create numbers, so we can say one. But make sure you stick within letters, underscores, or numbers when it comes to the variable name after the first letter inside the variable name. So now let's go ahead and delete what we have here and talk a bit about data types, because when it comes to data types inside PHP, we have many different data types. We're not going to talk about all of them in this video here, since some of them are a little bit more complex than others, but we will talk about some of the base types that we have inside PHP. The first one is going to be what is called scalar types, and scalar basically just means that the variable contains one value to it. And the first example of that would be we could create a variable that is called something like string. And a string, we did already talk about what kind of data that is. So in this case here, we could say Daniel. So as we know already, a string is a piece of text. Now we do also have numbers, so I can go below here and I can create a integer or a int. And I'm gonna go ahead and name this one a number. So we can just write some sort of random number here, and this is going to be a value for a integer. Notice that we're not using double quotes around the number, because if I were to do that, then all of a sudden this is going to be a string. So it's not considered a number inside the PHP language anymore. It is actually considered to be a piece of text, just like a string up here, and you can actually tell by the color that it actually changed it to text. Now, we do also have something called a float, which is something that we see happen a lot in many other programming languages, which is essentially when you have a number that has decimal points. So if we were to write something like 2.5678, then this is going to be considered a float because it has decimal points. And then we do also have one more scalar type, which is called a boolean. Now I'm just going to go and write bool, even though it is spelled boolean. We're just going to write bool for short. And this one is going to be a true or false statement. So essentially, is something true or is it false? And the values for that is going to be false or it is going to be true. Now, it is also important to mention here that if you were to have numbers in here and you were to run this as a boolean, then 1 is also going to return as true and 0 is going to return as false. But in most cases, we do just use true or false when it comes to this type of data here. And just because I talked about it in the last video, let's go ahead and create a comment for this section here so you know exactly what this is. So we're going to create a one-line comment, and I'm going to call this one scalar types. Now, the next one we have is actually one that we're not going to do too much with here in the beginning, but we do also have an array type. So we can actually go and create a comment and call this one array type. And essentially, an array is when we have a variable that has multiple pieces of data inside of it. So just like scalar types, which means contains one value. In the case of an array, we have multiple values inside one variable. So could, for example, create a variable called array, and I can name this one equal to multiple pieces of data. Now, we do have two different ways you can create an array. One is by writing array, parentheses, semicolon, and then you can add multiple pieces of data in here, which could, for example, be a bunch of strings. So I can go in here and say we have one string, which is called Daniel. And then I can create a comma and then add a second string, which could be Bella. And then I can add a third piece of data, and I can just keep piling data on inside this array here. So we can say Feta, which is also a string. And then we could, of course, rename the array to something like names, if that makes a little bit more sense to what exactly this piece of data has inside of it. But essentially, this is going to be a bunch of data inside one variable. And just to mention it, since I did mention there was another way to do this, instead of creating array parentheses, you can also do a square bracket and then close it off using a square bracket as well, just like this. Now, if you just started following this course here, you should have a newer version of PHP, but if you do run PHP 5.4 or lower, then these square brackets are not going to work when it comes to writing your PHP code. So if you run an older version of PHP, then you do have to do it the way by creating this array around it. But just like I said, if you're a little bit confused about why we use arrays inside our code and you may have questions about it, don't worry too much about it because we will get to talk more about arrays in the future. For now, like I said, you're only going to have to worry about these different scalar types here. I do want to mention one more data type though, even though it's not one you should concern yourself with here at the beginning, since this is something that's a little bit further ahead in this course here. But we do also have something called an object type. So we can say object type. And an object type is essentially just when we have an object that is equal to a variable. Objects is something we create based on classes, which is something we, again, are not talking about right now. But when we do instantiate a class, we do actually create a variable that is equal to an object based off of that class. So I could, for example, say that we have a variable called object, and then we set it equal to a new object, which is going to be the name of the new object. So we could, for example, say car, parentheses, and semicolon. And this would instantiate a new car object, which of course right now can't find because we don't have it. But once we do have a class called car that we can instantiate, then this is not going to throw an error message. But like I said, we're not really going to worry too much about arrays and objects right now this early on in this course here. So don't worry if you get confused about them because that is perfectly normal. Even though we're not really supposed to talk about arrays and objects yet, I still thought it was important to just kind of like mention them because it is something that is very used inside PHP. So about them, so you have kind of like a little bell inside your head when we talk about objects in a future episode and you think to yourself, oh wait, I heard about that at some point inside this course here. And then you might go back to this lesson here and think, oh yeah, we talked about objects in that early lesson. Oh, now we get to talk about what exactly it is. So don't worry too much about it right now. It is something that you just need to have kind of like in the back of your head. It's not important right now. The only thing you need to worry about right now is that we have these scalar types, and when we actually create the variable, we declare the variable, and then we initialize it by assigning a value to it. The reason I mention that is because it is possible to go down and create a variable, and let's just go ahead and call it names, and not assign anything to it. And when you do this, depending on the context of when you use this variable, it is going to default to a certain value type. So if you were to use this one in a string context, then it will just go ahead and say, oh, okay, so this is supposed to be a string automatically. And then it's just going to assign a empty string to it, and it will actually do something that looks like this. So we just have an empty string that doesn't have any sort of value inside of it, and this is what it's going to default to. And the same thing goes for integers, floats, and booleans, and arrays, and objects. They all default to something. So in this case here, if I were to go ahead, let's just go ahead and use these up here. So as a default, a string defaults to nothing. So just an empty string with double quotes, by the way. An integer is going to default to zero. And the same thing goes for floats. They also default to zero. And when it comes to booleans, they default to false. And just to mention it here, when it comes to an array, so if we were to create an array, because we did talk about them in this video, so we do also need to just kind of mention this, it is going to default to an empty pair of square brackets. And when it comes to an object, they default to null, which means nothing. Null is not a concept that we're going to talk about right now, but it just basically means nothing. However, when it comes to declaring a variable, you should always initialize it. The reason I say this is because sometimes when we do create variables, we don't know what should be inside the variable just quite yet. And in those cases, we just declare a variable, but we wait with assigning any sort of value to it. And when those moments happen, you should not do it this way because you do risk getting error messages inside your code. So make sure that you always assign something to it by initializing the variable. So with strings, you put empty double quotes. With a integer, you put a zero. The same thing with floats. If you put a boolean, always set it to false. Arrays are just gonna have these square brackets here, and objects are just gonna be null. So these are going to be the default values you should always put inside a variable if you don't know what kind of data you should put inside of it just quite yet. Otherwise, your interpreter is just going to throw you a warning in a lot of cases, so just go ahead and make that into a habit. And here at the end, before we end up the episode, I just want to say that it is perfectly normal to be completely overwhelmed with all this information here, because this is a lot of information I'm dumping on people, especially if this is your first programming language. This is going to be completely new and this is going to be a lot of information. I just want to say that it's perfectly normal to be overwhelmed. And in the future, we will get to do many more practical examples where we do actually use variables for something and we use many different data types. And it is something that is just going to be a bit more natural when you actually start seeing how these are used in practical examples, and when you get that little epiphany moment where so this is how we use these different things we've learned up until now, then at that point you will remember things a lot easier. So don't be worried about if you can't memorize all these things, because no one expects you to memorize all these things in one sitting. It is something that sticks with you as you start practicing PHP along the way. Just to give a short example here at the end, just so people know exactly how we can use variables inside our code, if I were to go back inside my body tags here, and at the very top, I'm going to go ahead and declare a variable called name. I'm going to set this one equal to a string called Danny Crossing. And what we can do here is we can go below and create a paragraph inside HTML. Then I can just go ahead and say, hi, my name is, and then we're going to open our PHP tags, close it off again, comma, and I'm learning PHP. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go up and grab your variable name, and you're going to go inside your PHP tags, and you're going to echo out your variable name, semicolon. And when you do this and go inside the browser and refresh it, you can see that now it says, hi, my name is Danny Crossing and I'm learning PHP. So in this sort of way, we can take data or variables and we can use them inside our code or inside our HTML, if you want to do that, to output data in this sort of sense. Like, this is a very basic example, but just to kind of show that we can use variables to reference to data that we assign to variables. And just to mention one more thing, because something we can also do is we can go down and say I want to create a new variable, and I can just go ahead and call this one something like test, just to give it some kind of name. I can assign equal to name. So in this case here, we have a variable that is assigned equal to a variable, and if we were to take this name and copy it down instead of the echo, you'll now notice that we still do get, hi, my name is Danny Crossing and I'm learning PHP. And that is because this first variable here has a piece of data assigned to it. And then the second variable down here has that same variable, which has data inside of it, assigned to itself. So we can also assign variables equal to variables in this sort of way here. And with that, we now know a lot about variables. So I hope you enjoyed this episode here, and I'll see you in the next video.